Welcome to The Light Within, a podcast for anyone seeking to rewrite their life, live in their light, and align with their soul's highest purpose. I'm Leslie Draffen. I'm a journalist and menstrual cycle coach, and I'm obsessed with all things spirituality, sexuality, wellness, empowerment, and mysticism. Join me as I interview coaches, teachers, healers, and thought leaders from all around the globe about all the ways we can feel more tuned in, turned on, and lit up AF. If you're on a journey towards self-discovery, you've come to the right place. This is The Light Within. Hello, beautiful beings, and welcome to this mini episode on the menstrual cycle. I hope you guys have been liking these. I have had a really good time recording them for you, and I feel like sharing this information in this free platform just is going to make the period revolution happen even faster. So today we are talking about the biggest impactor on your menstrual cycle, and you can tell by the title, y'all, it is stress. Now, I understand we cannot escape stress, right? Like, it's literally everywhere. It is in the foods we eat. It is the work we do. It's our relationships. It's the environment. It is the news we consume. It's social media. It's literally everywhere. Also, we're in a fucking pandemic and a war is going on. So, yeah, stress. Hella stress. Here's the thing, though. Stress really stresses out your cycle, like, big time. It can show up as delayed ovulation, delayed periods, missed periods, shorter or longer cycles, shorter or longer bleeds. Seriously, the list goes on and on and on when it comes to things that stress can do to your menstrual cycle. Here's the thing, though. It's not just mental and emotional stress that can F you up. If you're drinking a lot of alcohol, drinking a lot of caffeine, if you smoke, if you gain or lose a lot of weight, this can all mess up your cycle. Alcohol has been shown to cause hormonal fluctuations, lead to things like delayed ovulation and irregular cycles, and it can make it really hard to get pregnant. Smoking has been shown to create earlier menopause. It can shorten your menstrual cycle, and we also know it seriously stresses out your body in so many other ways as well. And finally, losing or gaining weight. It can throw off your cycle as well, especially if you're underweight or undereating. You might not have a cycle at all. And that's really because, like we talked about last time, diets are self-imposed famine. Your body does not know that you want to fit into those jeans. All it knows is it can't bring a baby into the world when there's not enough food, right? So if you're undereating, this can really impact your menstrual cycle. For me, after I came off hormonal birth control, the thing I had to do to finally get my period to regulate was to eat enough food. I had been in an eating disorder for almost 2 decades at that point. And although I would have told you at that point I was, you know, not anorexic or bulimic, what I was doing was tracking my macros incessantly and only eating between like 1300 and 1500 calories a day, which is not enough for a full grown woman. So that really impacted my menstrual cycle, and my menstrual cycle came back when I started eating enough food. So the good news here is that you can make changes to manage a lot of these things, right? You can eat more food. You can stop smoking. You can limit your alcohol. You can choose foods that honor your body. You can move your body in a way that honors it, right? But like, what about other stress? You know, the stress you cannot avoid. The good news here is the thing I suggest for everybody is free, right? Get out into nature and breathe. Nature walks and breath work are my two biggest tools for stress reduction. Being in nature is proven to alleviate stress. It will flood you with those feel-good hormones. And breath work is also great at relieving stress. So here's a quick exercise that you can do. It's under a minute. It'll help you when you feel stressed. And I recommend you do it with your eyes closed. So if you're listening to this while driving, just push pause. So take a breath and close your eyes. You can place your hands on your womb space, or on your knees, if you're sitting, wherever feels comfortable for you. With your eyes closed, you are going to breathe deeply in through your nose for five counts. And as you breathe, you are going to expand your belly, not suck it in. Hold the breath for five counts and then release out of your mouth with a sound. You can scream it out if you're somewhere safe, or just sigh it out if you don't want to alert the neighbors. So let's do it together. In through the nose. Two, three, four, five. Hold. Two, three, four, five. And exhale. In again. Hold. And exhale. In again. Hold. And exhale. And really just shake and shimmy it out. If you have more time, you can continue breathing like this. You can rock your body forward and backward in a snake-like motion, really undulating your spine, rocking your pelvis, helping you get more of that Shakti Kundalini energy flowing and rising in your body. It'll help you feel more turned on by life in general and help you get out of your head so that you feel a little less stressed. So there is my free, quickie, one-minute way to decrease stress. And I hope it really helps you, because I know we're all stressed. I know we are all so stressed. Again, stress really does impact your menstrual cycle. And if you can just breathe a little bit more every day, I hope that'll help you have better menstrual cycle health and better mental health as well. So like I mentioned, I have been doing these mini episodes. They are devoted to menstrual cycle awareness for the last few weeks. There are still a few more to go. I hope you like them, and I'd love to hear from you. If you are listening to these and you really love them, let me know. Also, remember our planner giveaway with Creekside Press. It is still going on for a few more days. Find out how you can enter by checking out episode 57 with Jacqueline Van Beek. Also, my new group coaching program is launching very soon. It is a 4-month deep dive into cyclical living, and it's going to help you awaken the divine feminine within. If you are somebody who really runs in this masculine energy, like myself, you find yourself hustling and going, and you're always busy, but you feel like life is passing you by, and there's something more to life, but you just can't put your finger on it. Maybe you have wanted to connect with the divine feminine, but you have these stories and beliefs in your head about what it really means to be feminine. Like maybe you feel the feminine is weak, or you feel that she's submissive or meek, and that just does not align with the way you live your life. This program is for you, because that is how I have felt about the feminine myself. But I am here to tell you, when you awaken to the capital F feminine, the dark feminine, when you learn to really absorb her message for you, you finally can align your life with your cycle and ascend to the greatness that you are meant to be. If you'd like more information, I would love to chat with you in a free cycle check-in. You can book those with me by clicking the link in the show notes. Send me a message, DM me at Leslie Draffen on Instagram, or send me an email, hello@lesliedraffen.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I hope you have a great day, a beautiful day. And remember, there's no light without darkness, but there's no darkness without light. I'll see you next time.